School kids in Denton have gotten 5 bad weather days off so far this year, and spring's still more than a month away. Denton Superintendent Jamie Wilson doesn't like canceling classes.
You know, it's always a sticky situation when you begin to make those calls as to whether or not to have classes or not have classes. There were many accidents all across our county, and in fact, there were some fatalities in southern Denton County involving some students in a neighboring district.
Michelle Duesman, a PTA president and graduate student with 2 kids in Denton Elementary Schools, has a love-hate relationship with bad weather days.
I love having that downtime with my kids that I don't always get during the week, but then there are times where they're arguing like crazy, and I just think, oh, if I could just ship them off to school, things would be so much better.
Duesman also sympathizes with working parents who have to scramble when school unexpectedly closes. This year, Denton canceled 3 more days than it even planned for. She worries that long weekends built into the late spring schedule might become makeup days.
As a family, I cherish those long weekends because those are the weekends that we try and get away, and we don't have those anymore. It's a hard balance to figure out.
State law requires students spend at least 180 days in school each year. Denton Superintendent Wilson says he may ask for a waiver from that rule, but not until winter's a memory. In the meantime, he has other options besides extending the school year.
You could look at going to school on a Saturday, and we could even extend the days longer in May. It's just we haven't had to get to that situation yet.
The Texas Education Agency says it may consider waivers, but not before next month, well after the threat of more bad weather days has passed. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.